issue of machitza hanid dresses. This is also an outgrowth of what we discussed in the beginning of our doors shear. So let's go back to that question again. The question is this. You've told me that asu rabim mavali machitza, the idea of the rabim crossing through and getting rid of, eliminating a machitza, is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And our question was, what does that do for walls? Is it possible that you're going to argue that if you have a wall that people walk over, that's no longer going to qualify as a wall? Why are people walking over a wall? Classic case, you have a city that has a river running alongside it. You want to count the river as your fourth wall, but there's a bridge crossing the river. So how do you handle this? Clear? Okay. So we have two pieces of Gemara that we have to read in order to start this conversation. Erevin Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph, you have the other sheet, I'm assuming, right? So Erevin Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph and Erevin Peites Amid Aleph to Amid Beis are the two pieces that we need to look at. So first of all, Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph, source Aleph, Mishnah. Gag Gadol Samoch Lekatan. You saw this in Hachana, right?
Yeah.
Large roof next to a small roof, right? They're adjacent. Hagadol Mutar Vakatan Asur. You can carry on the large one, you can't carry on the small one. Chatzar gedola shnifritza l'ketana. You have a large yard that opens into a small yard. Gedola muteres ketana asur. The large one is fine, the small one is not fine. But as you pisla shal gedola, we view the small one as the entrance to the big one. So the Gemara asks, lama le misti tarti, why did you need to say the roof case and the yard case? What did you accomplish? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. L'Rav katani gag dumya de chatzar. According to Rav, we mentioned the roof case to teach me something from the yard case. Ma chatzer minkor machitza. The words in brackets are what I added. They just like when you're dealing with the chatzer, the only way that the gedola, that the large one, is going to be mutter is if minkor machitza, if the walls are visible. Af gagnami, so too with the roofs, the large roof is mutter only if minkor machitza, right? And that's the whole discussion, machitza shenikaros and gurasik and so forth. Ula Shmuel, gag dumya dechatzer. Shmuel says the same thing, that the roof learns something from the yard, but it learns a different thing. It learns from the disqualification of the small one. Ma chatzer dekadarsi la rabim. The reason why the small one is no good is because people trample through there. Av gag nami, so too on the roof, dekadarsi le rabim. Rabim walking on the roof is what ruins the smaller roof. Clear? It sounds like he has created or invoked the idea of what we call machitza hanidreses, the wall that people walk over. And what he's saying is, the reason why the small one is no good, is because even though it has the walls below, and I want to say gudasik, people walking over are going to wreck those walls. Okay, now we have to see Erevin Peites Amid Aleph Talmud Beis, and the question of whether we accept Shmuel as halacha. So this is, of course, a fun mess involving Rabbi Yosef. So the Mishnah says, "Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas." All of the roofs of the city are a single rishus, single domain. Uvavash lo yehigag gavoa ma'asara ma'asara derei meir. As long as you don't have a roof that is much higher than the others or much lower than the others, right? Ten tefach, fine. V'chacham omrim kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzma. The chacham say no. Each roof is its own domain. Clear? Good. So the Gemara comments on the statement of the Chachamim that each roof is its own domain, and it says, "Itmar, Rav Amar ein metaltlin bo ela ba'arba amos." Rav says that you're only allowed to carry within 4 amos. Shmuel says, "Mutar l'taltel b'kula." Shmuel says, "No, the whole thing is fine." But mechitzas and ikaros to kuli amal lo pligi. If the walls are visible, if you can see that there are walls there, everybody agrees. Meaning everybody agrees that they are their own, each one is its own rishus, it has its own walls. The question is, what about if the walls are not identifiable? Rav Amar ein metaltlin bo ela ba'arba amos lomar gudasik mechitza. Rav says we don't say gudasik. Ushmuel Amar mutar l'taltel b'chula. Damar gudasik mechitza. The Shmuel says you're allowed to carry throughout because, after all, gudasik is going to help me. Clear? So Shmuel says, you're okay because of good asik. even though the walls are not visible. So Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmia Li Hashmaisa. Rav Yosef says, I never heard that, which Shmuel said. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, what are you talking about? An Amar Ni Alon, you said it to us. Vaha Amar Ni Alon, you said it regarding the following case. Gag Gadol Asamuch LeKatan HaGadol Mutar VaKatan Aser. The large roof of the small roof. Large roof is fine, small roof is Aser. And you said to us, Vamir Lan Allah, Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel Lo Shanu Elishiyesh Diurin Alzeh VaDiurin Alzeh. You said that Shmuel says, this is only if, this prohibition of the small one is only if there are diurin on each, which we assume diurin means people who are walking around. Because then the wall around the small one is a trampled wall and it's not considered significant. But if there aren't people residing there, then they're both fine because then we'll do good asik mechitza. Right? Clear? That's Abaye quoting Rabbi Yosef, saying that we accept Shmuel's idea. Amar le'ano hachi amri l'chu. Rabbi Yosef says, that's not what I said. This is what I said. This is not like all the other cases in Shas where you're going to remind me of what I said. No. Lo shanu ala sheyesh mechitza al zeh u mechitza al zeh. What I said was, this is only if they each have their own mechitza. That's where these rules apply. The gadol mishri b'gifufei, because the large one will be fine because you have the gifufa, you have the parts of the wall that don't, that aren't the yard, the small one. You have the parts of the wall that aren't where the small roof is or the small yard is. The katan, if it's bimilua, but from the looking at it from the vantage point of the small one, the entire side is open.
So, what is mechitza al zeh vis-a-vis the katan then?
That there's mechitza around the katan.
Oh, the other. That
permits the
gadol.
Yeah. You have mechitza on the gadol. If my laptop here is the gadol and the recorder is the katan, right?
Right.
So I have mechitza al zeh, right?
Right.
That will enable me to carry within the gadol.
Okay. I was thinking of a different.
So the avalei mechitza lo al zeh v'lo al zeh shnei an asurin. So Abaye says back to him, but diurin amri lan. Then what was the diurin business? So he says, no, I amri l'chu diurin. If I use the word diurin at all, hachi amri l'chu. This is what I was saying. Lo shanu ala sheyesh mechitza re'uya ledira al zeh. Mechitza re'uya ledira al zeh. That they have to have a wall that is suitable for living in. De gadol mishri b'gufufei katan ifritz b'milua. Aval yesh mechitza re'uya ledira ala gadol ve'in re'uya ledira ala katan. But if only the large one has a mechitza that is suitable for living in, afil katan shari l'bnei gadol. Then the people in the large one can go to the small one too. My time of why? Came into Lohav and Mechitza, since they didn't make a Mechitza, Saluki Sliku Nafshayu Mehacha. They have said, you know what, this isn't ours. We're not living here. And therefore, it's an extension of the large one. It's one Rishus. And therefore, I don't need Nere Chazerus. Like we say, if nobody has ladders going up to their roofs, and one guy puts a ladder up for his roof, the whole thing is now his domain. That's the idea. So, that's going to matter. That end piece, I brought it here for a reason. But the point is that if you take Abaye's version of Rav Yosef, then we follow Shmuel's position. Right? That Mechitza HaNidreses is knocked out. The trampled wall is no good. However, if you take Rav Yosef's correction, then you do not accept the idea of Mechitza HaNidreses. That wasn't what he was talking about at all. So the question is, do we follow Rav and Rav Yosef's correction of Abaye, or do we follow Shmuel and Abaye's version of what it was that Rav Yosef said? That's what we need to know. So in order to answer that, we need to look at Tosfos in Erevin as our starting point. So source Gimel is the Gemara in Erevin on which Tosfos is commenting. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I brought it here on the sheet for you so that you would see it, but we've been through this Gemara before. But the Gemara in Erevin, Chav Beis Mid Beis, has a challenge to Rava. Rava had said that if you have a tail hamislakit, you have a very steep slope, right? But Rabin Bokinbo, but you have a bunch of marathon runners who keep on, you know, running over it, that's a Rishus HaRabim according to Rabbi Yehuda because of us Rabim Vali Mechitza. So the Gemara asks three questions against him. The third question they ask is from Shvile Beis Gilgul. There were these certain paths which were so vertical that an Eved could never run with wheat before the officer, right? He couldn't run carrying the wheat or the flour in front of the in front of his officer. And we said it's Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos. And we were bothered because that can't be the Shita of the Rabbanan, because we already know the Rabbanan will say it's Rishus HaYachid just like they say for Pasei Mirav. They don't care who's passing through. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda talking. And it's saying that it's a Rishus Hayachid. Right? That was our challenge. To which the Gemara answers, but Nechat HaShmishtei, Lav Nechat HaShmishtei, I'm not going to worry about that right now. The point that Tosfos makes on this Gemara is that we describe Shvili Beis Gilgul as being really, really vertical. So there are Telemis Lakings. And that an Eved can't run there with wheat in front of the officer. Why did you need to mention the Eved running with the wheat? It should have been enough. Say, Telemis Lakings, finished. So Tosfos in Source Dalet. Beis Shvili Beis Gilgul. Vim Tomar. Va'al Karachach Shvili Beis Gilgul Ha'yu Mislaktim Asara Mitoch Arba Ho Ba'avi Rishu Zayach HaShabbos. Obviously, that must have been a Tehillah Mislaki with a significant slope, right? Because otherwise it wouldn't be Rishu Zayach HaShabbos. I don't care how few people are going there. Vim Kate Matzara Chachala Suyed Rabbi Yanai. So why do you need to bring Rabbi Yanai's point that the Eved can't run there? It's not Nechat HaShmichei. It's not easy to use. So after a little bit of a discussion, side notes, he then comes back and says, we also require that it not be easy to use, in the sense that you could create something that had an adequate slope for Telemis Lakate, right? And yet people could climb it if you make it as steps.
Does it literally have to be steps, or...
But I think that's what makes it climbable.
He passed like this, then just an amount that qualifies as Telemis Lakate can't be used as a mechitzah.
Well, I think the idea is that you would be undermining the definition of Telemis Lakate if you said that a slope like that could have people running up and down. The whole point of saying this slope is a wall is that people can't. So you need to provide me some explanation of how people are getting up and down that doesn't cancel the standard of Telemis Lakate. And so he says, Kate Madrega.
You could have a wall which is used for mountain climbing.
Maybe.
You know, which is actually fully vertical, but it has, you know...
I'm not sure what we would say.
I'm not sure either. This is good. Like, what would that... Right?
I think that's still a wall. I suspect that's still a wall. I think you need the idea that people without special gear and so forth can just routinely walk.
I think Mars is with the Eved running wheat. That's not, you're not running up the...
Right, but I haven't seen anyone talk about it. Like, what if you had a wall that, you know...
That's what I suspect.
Or let's say it has a ladder attached to it.
In the interest of getting through some of this, I'm gonna move us along. The Lotev Mechista Nidreses, that's the key. Tosfos says that you require, say, the Eved can't run up the wall in order that we should avoid a situation in which he could run. Because that would be mechitza and addresses, and the Gemara and Daf Pei Tes said, lo havi mechitza. That doesn't count as a mechitza. So lo and behold, Tosfos seems to be supporting the view of Shmuel. Right? That's what it looks like. However, worth noting, if you look at that Shutzar Sharitzion, or Sharitzion probably, it's Tshuva Dalet, Shar Beis, Sivkat and Dalet. He notes that the Tosfos Yeshanim gives a different answer to Tosfos' question. He says the reason why we mention Lo Nechat HaShmishtei is because if you didn't, then it would be Asurah Bali Mechitza. You know, it's not about Hanidreses or not Nidreses, and don't get hung up on Tosfos' use of the word Nidreses, because I have a Tosfos Yeshanim who doesn't. It's all about Asurah Bali Mechitza. So, worth knowing there's another way to answer Tosfos' question. But Tosfos that we have is Tosfos. There's also a Meiri who seems to support Shmuel. And this was a very strange Meiri. I mentioned this to you when I first saw it. Like, what is this doing here? Source, hey, remember we discussed when we dealt with Hekef Ladiro, we talked about Mechitza Asuya L'Nachas? And we said it's not a valid Mechitza? And that was such a strange idea. What does that mean? A Mechitza made for resting in that place is not a valid Mechitza? And we said, the Rambam had perhaps a different addition, that no, it is a Mechitza if it's Mechitza Asuya L'Nachas. If it's not for Nachas, then it's not a valid Mechitza. Does this ring a bell?
Isn't that where Rashi just says, because you're going to take it down the next day? It's not
that was the snus. But the question was, what is L'Nachas? I mean, maybe you can give that answer, you're going to take it down the next day. But look at what the Yiri does. He says, in Source A, Yesh Mefarshim B'Mechitza Asuya L'Nachas, Mechitza Rechava, Asuya L'Halecha Alea Lishmor HaPardei Saviv Saviv. He says, some say what Mechitza Asuya L'Nachas means is that it's a wide wall designed for people to walk on it to guard the paradise. You're walking around. So that is a mechitza that people trample on. A mechitza addresses ain't a mechitza, and it's not a wall. So, first of all, it's very clear he's supporting Shmuel's idea. That's clear. But what's fascinating about it is he's telling me that if you have a wall that is designed for people to walk along the top, that's not going to be a valid wall. According to this, the walls of Yerushalayim with the walking tours on top. How about the Great Wall of China? It's not a mechitza.
It could just be one show there. Just one.
Yeah, maybe because it's built that way. I have a very hard time. You can really do this. In the notes from Simchas Zilbroid on the Meiri, he said he traced this to the Raven. But this is a wild idea that requires some kind of explanation.
So you're walking along the wall as opposed to...
So I thought about the fact that you're walking along instead of over, but the reality is, there is no way for you to walk over. It's a wall.
Right, which makes... Which
you have to get off the wall at some point.
Yeah.
It wasn't along it, but... That would go against them. That's
right. Right, I want to go against the Meiri, if I
right,
could.
So you're saying walking along... Shouldn't be mavatalit because you haven't actually like.
But that's the thing. He's claiming that that's what mechitzah addresses means. Mechitzah addresses means that if you get to walk on it, it's not a wall. It's very strange. The whole thing is very strange. Although, as Ziering points out, you don't be able to get down. So there's a staircase for going up from one side.
So
maybe on the other side too. There's a staircase on the other side. I don't know. The
if it's like a castle or the walls of Yerushalayim, you don't want people to just walk in. There's no point of having a wall.
The Chazon Ish, because I really want to get through this. The Chazon Ish in Kuf Ches, Aleph and Beis supports Shmuel. He says you have to support Shmuel's view. Take a look at source above. He says, "V'hine tafsu b'gemara ikar k'divrei Abaye." The Gemara follows Abaye. Shari b'tchilas asugya amrinan derabu Shmuel pliki bazeh. Right? Because you see this machlok is Rav and Shmuel. V'chein l'kaman tani beizem et alaf arminan l'shmuel tanah gam tuvi l'chatzin addresses. V'hainu k'Abaye. Shmuel fits with Abaye. K'mo shekaza does l'sham. V'ava gad Rav Yosef kamar de l'omar hach. He granted Rav Yosef says that's not what I said. That isn't really what he meant. He's not contradicting Abaye's point. Sometimes he remembered once Abaye reminded him, and sometimes he did not. And here he's saying, no, that's not what I remember saying. I don't remember that. He thought he said something else. Rabbi Yosef was making a remark. I thought I said something else. But he's not actually disagreeing with Abaye. In halacha, gam divar Rabbi Yosef, shedvar gam ken halacha, and we can accept the other statement that Rabbi Yosef made. Shein zeh sozer ledivrei Abaye, because it doesn't contradict Abaye. The other statement of Rabbi Yosef doesn't become untrue, right? The statement that he thought he had said about the being ruuya ledira and so forth. So therefore the Chasam Ish says we do paskin like Shmuel. On the other hand, as we're going to see shortly, the Chasam Sofer says no, we do not follow Abaye on Beit Testament base. Abaye is only a Havamina. And that's not who we follow, and therefore we're going to take Rabbi Yosef over Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef and Rav over Shmuel. However, even if we follow Shmuel, perhaps Mechitza Hanidresis will not ruin a man-made Mechitza, which matters if we're dealing with the bridge question, right? It depends on why Nidreses works. There are two philosophies for why Nidreses is not a mechitza. Philosophy number one, this is what I took for Heber to untangle. Philosophy number one is that the reason mechitza Nidreses is not a mechitza is because of Asi Rabu Muvali Mechitza. Right, just like Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of the Pasei Biros. The reason is, there's a lot of traffic, that gets rid of your mechitza. Which matters, because we've said that us Rabbim Mavali Mechitza doesn't apply to a man-made wall. So if that's really the issue...
Unless you're possible, then us Rabbim Mavali Mechitza...
Over a man-made wall. Correct.
Right, meaning it's only Tosfos who thinks...
Correct,
that,
but that's what we're working on.
Right. But if you're possible, you're Baron Kotler, or you're possible, like Mishnah Yaakov, whatever, then...
Correct. If you pass like Mishnah Yaakov, don't learn Arabic. Just don't learn it, because there's no chance to it to reality. It's very well Dorsh Kabbal Sacher. Fine. But this is the position that the Chasam Sofer takes in Aleph Pei Tes, the classic Chasam Sofer in this discussion. He says, Mechitza asuya b'day adam, b'day nichatesh mishteh, b'day lo nichal olam, lo asuram b'ali mechitza. Right? If you have a man-made wall, we do not say asurabim. Ubidei shemayim yesh lechalek. What if it's a God-made one? That's a different story. Natural mechitza. Heicha denicha tashmish tayasu rabal mechitza. Behind udigle midbar. Mashiegin kishlo nicha tashmish tayelo asu rabal mevali laisa. As if it's a natural boundary, then if it's easy to walk over, then asu rabal. Just like in the midbar, where the clouds are leveling everything. However, if it's not nicha tashmish tayelo, it's not easy, then no, lo asu rabal mevali. And then he says, regarding the bridge, therefore, the Rabbim will not get rid of our river wall. You know, the fact that they're traversing it on this bridge. Even though it is easy to walk on and it's made for travel, nonetheless, we're good. Below Tikshilon, right? Don't ask against us. Bimasham or Tosfos Sham, Beis Beis Gilgal, etc. I go bring the Tosfos there. Jump to the end of it. Hinei Hahu the Parakol Gago Salkadai the Chamina Dashasu. He says that's a Havamina. That's with an Abaye. Velo Koy Rav Yosef Bimaskana Hachi. Right? Rav Yosef did not say that in conclusion. Vatosfos Hachal Okasu Kinel Rav Yehuda. Even Tosfos only said this within Rav Yehuda's view. The Sfirle Asu Rav Bali Mechitzda. Right? Brackets Asu Yebidei Adam. Argues the Chasam Sofer. That's his position. And so the Chasam Sofer, as well as the Shari Tzion in Dalid Beis Gimel and Dalid Beis Vav, say the bridge does not ruin the walls below it. And the Shari Tzion points out that that's the position of the Rashba as well. I brought you a piece from the Shari Tzion in Ches, where he makes the same point that Rabbi Yosef did not agree with what Abaye said. Unlike the way the Chazanish understood it. And the Rashba is in Tess. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, Gimel, Reish Nun Gimel, brings you a halacha, which is Rabbi Yosef's second halacha. The whole thing about whether you intended to use the space and other people intended to use the space or not. So he says, that proves that that's Rabbi Yosef. Now it doesn't really, because the Chazanish will answer and say, Gami Zaltanach Yadecha. I can accept both versions of Rabbi Yosef. You know, that's not a big deal. But that's the idea. You follow? Yeah. Good. However, others disagree and say, no, it's not about Asur Abba Muvali Mechitzda. And the Abnei Nezer says it very, very simply. I brought you a piece of it. It's Reishayin Aleph, Sivkat and Aleph Tavav. But I brought you from Hay, in Source Yud. He says, Umasharata Kavodo Lilmog Misham, De Be'ena Nikaris Asur Abba Muvali Mechitzda, Eini Yodeya Ma Inyan Nidras Levitol Rabim. What does Nidras have to do with Asur Abba Muvali Mechitzda? Begag Godel Samal Katan, Eid Rabim Begagim. You don't have Rabim. Whatever your definition of Rabbim is, they're not on your roof. If they were, it wouldn't be a roof anymore. Amman addresses Ein Inyan the Bittel Rabbim. He says the two things have no connection to each other whatsoever. The Imre Yosher, Kuf Beis, the Chazon Ish in Kuf Ches Aleph de Beis and Kuf Ches Yud Gimel say likewise. It's not about Asur Abba Mechitzda. So what's my second theory? My second theory is Pirza. That the reason why nidrasis works, or doesn't work as it is, whatever, you know what I mean. The reason why nidrasis will cancel a mechitza is because we view it as a pirza within the wall. It's not a function of the traffic, it's a function of the wall itself. And this is based on the following. I'm going to say it outside, you'll have to look at the sources later. But it's found in a Bavli and it's found in Yerushalmi. If I have a charitz, I have a ditch that I want to count as a wall, or that I don't like because it's interrupting between my 2 yards and making me do 2 separate Erevin, right? Not my 2 yards, then it wouldn't be 2 separate Erevin. But you know what I'm saying? But if a board, if I have a charitz between 2 yards, and you have a board across it, merging the yards across the charitz, right? So you see it in Erevin Ayin Chesem and Beis, it merges the yards. You see it in Yerushalmi as well. Yerushalmi, Erevin, Aleph, Aleph, bless you. In both cases, you see that the board merges the yards without any need for Rabbim to cross it. You don't need to have Rabbim marching across it. It isn't about Rabbim. It's about a pirza. Now, there is a debate as to how we view the charitz, and that figures into this. The Shari Tzion, which I brought you on the sheet.
That comes to think, because the Nesser is turning into a nidrasis.
Correct. The Shari Tzion argues that the charitz is actually considered a mechitza bidei shamayim, not a mechitza bidei adam. He says, what created the charitz is people digging. But Lamaisa,
we saw that there's the Imre Yosher too.
Yes. The Shari Tzion argues that it's bidei shamayim, because what's left is what's actually creating the barrier. The Chazon Ish in Kuf Ches Dalet and Hey and Kuf Ches Yud Aleph says that was really funny. But no, this is Bidei Adam. And of course, even if it is Bidei Shamayim, the Imre Yosher in Beis, Aleph Beis, says that doesn't mean that address must only apply to Bidei Shamayim. In other words, the fact that the Gemara's case of Charetz is a Bidei Shamayim doesn't mean that now you can't apply Merizan and Dresses to a Bidei Adam. That happened to be a case. Side note. The Noda Yehuda supports this view, that it's actually a Pirza. I brought it for you in Yedalad. He supports the view that it's a Pirza, largely by showing that it can't be Asuravim Vali Mechitzta, because we never make the distinction between man-made and natural. The Rambam in Hilchos Erev and Gimel Yud Beis, where he talks about the Neser going across the Charis, doesn't make any distinction. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Shinayim Beis Yud Zayin, the Magen Avraham in Shinayim Beis Chavtes, they never say anything about which type of Mechitza it is. We don't distinguish. Now, either you could say that because we all hold us around about Mechitza works, even for a man-made one, but if we're dealing in the realm of those who don't believe that, then you have to make a distinction. If you really believe that the reason why Nidreses works is us around about Mechitza, then somebody should have stopped, held up a flag, and said that only works if you're talking about a natural mechitza. The fact that nobody did that tells you it's something else. What is that something else? Pirza. And so argues the Imre Yosher. He's dealing with a city that has three full mechitzas. The west side has a river with very high banks, but they have bridges that cross them, right? They have one with the drawbridges, as well as the ones that really aren't bridges at all, but they're more like a long dock, you know, for cargo. So the Imre Yosher quotes all the standard sources. He quotes the Gemara here. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshin from brought in the Ramah in Shinul Ches Beis, trying to support this idea. And he also brings a logical distinction. He says, look, us Rabbim Mivali Mechitzda comes to us from the Pasi Biro's case, right? The case of the cistern in the road, or the well in the road, depending on how you read that, right? Case of Diyumdin. There, the physical Pirza is there all the time. And yet we're willing to count the Diyumdin as walls. Nidreses is about going over a Mechitza, where no Pirza had ever existed. These are two different things. You don't compare the case of Asu Rabin by the cistern with this case where there is a wall. Right. Two different things. The Chalkas Yaakov, I brought it to you for you here just because I thought this was very interesting. In Tezvav, you see the end of Tezvav? He says, V'chol divrei atshuva b'sham lo zachisi lahavin v'yeshet chosam lefini yuzdaiti achas la'achas v'lo arich bazeh. He says, it's all wrong, but I'm not going to tell you why. But it's clear that it's all wrong. But this is the view of the Chazon Ish as well, in Kuf Ches, Aleph, and Beis, as cited above, and it's brought in the Mishneh Berurah, as noted in the Shaarei Tzion as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Yud Zayin says that if you have a Gesher and Rabbim are going across it, then Mashma Mikama Acharonim, Da'idea Gesher Misbatel HaMachitza. Right, and therefore you need a Tzuras HaPesel Makom HaGesher. And the Shaarei Tzion says from the Tzitzev Shabbos and the Prima Gadim that if it's wider than 10 Amos, he also has this other note about the note of Yehuda and 4 Tefach that I didn't get into at all. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. The Chasam Sofer says absolutely not. The reason is Asar Abba Mechitzta, and since we don't have Asar Abba Mechitzta over a man-made one, therefore I don't have to worry about it. That's the upshot. Yeah.
The Shaarei Tzion there, he says it in bringing, I guess it's Prima Gadim, saying it needs to be greater than the Aser, Yiddish Aser, for it to be considered pizza and an issue.
Yeah. Because that's what...
The Aser was just Dalit, wasn't it?
No, so he's actually talking about one that's wider, not just Dalit.
That case in Erevin.
Yeah. Oh, the case of merging the yards, asking.
You're saying the Charetz is just is Dalit, not the Neser.
Well, no, that Dalit, the Charetz being Dalit is measured the other way.
Right, that's, yeah. So that we're just assuming that the Neser that you've dropped
is wide enough. Yeah, that's the way you would have to read it. I mean, if you go back to, I brought it on the sheet, right? I have some advice. I brought it in source Yid Aleph. It was Netzer Shurachav Arba Tfachim.
Right.
It was explicit. So why, if you take the view that it's Pirza, why does that Neser work? Why don't I say that they're still divided? Right, that sounds a lot like the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer says explicitly that that's a Pesach and not a Pirza.
Right.
But if you take the view that the reason why Nidreses works is Pirza, so I guess we have to go back to that Noda Yehuda and find out why he says Fortefach.
Why he
The Shari Tzion notes that, and other people noted it as well.
That says you need yes or mes.
No, no, no. But take a look in the second half of the Shari Tzion in Yuchas. You see that? But then the question is why? That shouldn't be the truth for a Pirza. I don't have an answer for that. The Shevet Alevi, also, I've noted it on the sheet, also takes the view of Pirza and says to be concerned for it. So the upshot of this is.
Right, you can't even use, and you didn't think you can use the other one as a sniff of the hakel.
Yeah. The upshot of this is the concept of Nidreses emerges for us from Shmuel, right? Mechitza Nidreses, Darsi Barabim, as well as Abaye's version of Rabbi Yosef. There's a machlokus as to whom we follow in. Do I take Abaye's version of Rabbi Yosef and Shmuel, or do I take Rabbi Yosef's version of Rabbi Yosef, assuming that there's a disagreement and he was actually disagreeing, along with Rav? So that's one machlokus. The second machlokus is, even if I follow Shmuel, how do I understand Nidreses? If Nidreses is a function of Asrav and Vali Mechitza, it won't ruin a man-made Mechitza, and therefore, it will not wreck the wall that I constructed that has a bridge going over it. My wall is still good. However, if I take the view that it's a Pirsa, then it will ruin. So those are the questions you have to ask in dealing with this issue. Next week, God willing, we're